Now leading our news this morning, Opposition Leader Bill Shorten has confirmed he wants Labor to support turning back asylum seeker boats. The policy reversal has exposed internal divisions within Labor, with members of the left faction promising to oppose the move. Mr Shorten has admitted that mistakes were made when Labor was in power and that the turn back policy works.
It's not easy though, because, you know, it involves the admission, I think, that mistakes were made when Labor was last in government. And for myself, if I want to be the leader of this nation, I've got to be able to face the truth.
Bill Shorten on 7:30 last night. Now in breaking news, the ABC has announced it will begin closing ABC shops around the country, which could affect up to 300 jobs. ABC Commercial says the large network of retail stores is no longer viable, but ABC products will still be available online and in other stores. It says it's considering the impact of the decision and will consult staff over the coming months. Sydney's median house price has smashed through the $1 million mark, according to a new report. The Domain House Price Report found Sydney house prices rose by 8.4% in the June quarter. It says Sydney's median house price is now higher than the average house price in London and is fast approaching New York. State and territory leaders will consider a new system of terror alerts during their second day of meetings with the Prime Minister today. The ICE, drug and domestic violence will also be discussed. The leaders discussed tax increases to meet growing healthcare costs yesterday, but a deal is yet to be finalised.